Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm joined by Bob Ehlers, the Vice President of Production Management at Audinate. Bob, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to come hang out with me for a few minutes.
No, it's great. I'm glad to be here, Gary. Thanks.
Awesome. So for our listeners that may not be familiar with Audinate, I can't imagine that, but tell them a little bit about Audinate.
So Audinate is the creator and propagator of Dante, which is the AV over IP technology, primarily for audio today. Mm-hmm. But at the show, we are now announcing video.
That is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
So tell me a little bit more about that. I know that I've heard the name Dante for years, pioneers in that world.
Sure.
But now you're adding the V into AV for this.
That's exactly right. So what we've done, our audio technology has traditionally been a bit pipe for distributing uncompressed audio, right? So we can create channels. We put them out over Ethernet, we stamp them, packetize it, and stamp it with a time. We deliver it to the endpoint. All the endpoints are synchronized to time and they play out, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very important for temporal alignment to get the audio
absolutely
synchronized. With video, we make a bigger pipe. We take whatever type of video as a bit stream and we do exactly the same thing. The big difference with video is that you have generally a codec in front of it to compress it to fit over the available bandwidth. Dante doesn't have a limitation on what the bandwidth is, but we've gone ahead and built some product, a module that we call the Dante AV module. It's designed for 1 gigabit per second, right? So it requires a codec to do the compression. If I want to take 1080p 60, I compress it down, fit it into a 1 gig pipe, and then packetize it and send it out. I can go up to 4K 60/444.
Over 1 gig.
Over 1 gig.
Wow.
And we're doing that with our newly announced partner, IntePix. And we've worked together to deliver a product. Obviously, we're not codec experts. But IntePix helped us deliver a reference design product we call the Dante AV Product Design Suite. And it allows manufacturers to quickly take the module that we're delivering, build a board using the recipe that we provide in the reference design, and take the codec from IntePix and hook it all together to be able to create a complete AV over IP endpoint.
Wow.
Yeah.
So obviously, this is not something that you do spur of the moment and just whip it out overnight. This has been in the pipe for a while, I'm sure, under wraps.
Sure.
But so how long did it take you to take this from concept to market?
Well, I can tell you that it's been many years that Dante or Audinate is considered putting video into Dante. It was only in the last year that we actually got busy and have worked with manufacturers to understand what the market needed and to deploy something. And it was, as you say, it was a difficult decision because we could have done a 10 gig solution. We could have done uncompressed. We could have done compressed. And it was really a pricing decision about how we size the module and implement the module. And we thought that for our audio customers, the OEMs that are building microphone speakers, DSPs, amplifiers, et cetera, that if they wanted to add Dante video to their product line, they would want to do it in a 1 gig network so that they could utilize the networks that they already have in place for audio.
Yeah, that's a big plus going to any customer site. You could go into just about any house now, and you're going to find a 1 gig network.
Yes.
So going into a professional world, you know that you've got plenty of bandwidth there. The infrastructure is already there. It turns this desire into a plug and play application.
Sure, sure. And you know, the ubiquity was sort of, you know, what we had targeted. You know, the interoperability, obviously we can go and use Dante Discovery to find the devices. We can determine what kind of device it is and what codec it's using. And then if the codecs are compatible, we'll be able to link them together and start a stream and send the video to them. And that's really the challenge in doing interoperability mm-hmm. is picking the right codec. And working with IntePix, we've got something that we think is cost effective, is universally appealing, is certainly high quality, mm-hmm. and would work for most manufacturers' needs.
Yeah.
If you choose to implement Dante without this codec and do your own, that's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. But in Dante Controller, our free application for managing Dante networks, you'll find that when you try to route from a source to a network, if they're different codecs, it'll just say no, give you yep. an X and you know, try again.
Yeah, well, it seems like a natural progression. AV over IP is, you know, all of the talk right now.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it, but being able to do it well mm-hmm. is a big deal.
Right. And you know, because we are time managing the video and the audio using the same clock, mm-hmm. We can get perfect alignment.
Yeah, no lip sync issues.
No lip sync issues. In other technologies where maybe the audio is multiplexed in with the video, mm-hmm. so they're one stream, mm-hmm. Then you'd have to make a decision. If I wanted to go to another network technology like Dante, mm-hmm. I would have to decide which of the technologies is the clock master.
Yeah.
And both of them generally want to be the clock master. Uh-huh. And that's a hard decision to make. So trying to engineer something that would work between those technologies is a tough chore. With Dante AV, you don't have to make that decision. The video and the audio are both clocked to the same time.
Sure. Well, I know with a reputation like Audinate and the Dante line, you come with a huge amount of street cred mm-hmm. when you walk in the room. But tell me, what separates you from all of these competitors that are trying to do something similar?
Well, I think the audio is a big piece, right? So to a video OEM, I bring the 1700 plus products that are already Dante enabled for audio. Mm-hmm. I'm making those available to the video OEM. To an audio OEM, I'm bringing turnkey video.
Yeah.
So if I don't really know anything about video, mm-hmm. I have people that understand network audio. I can get an introduction and get it moving.
Right.
And then, of course, the other thing is we sit in vendor neutral land.
Sure.
Right. So we're enabling many manufacturers.
Yes.
And can get interoperability between those yeah. manufacturers. So for an end user, if I know how to use Dante for video and audio, it's going to work across all of the vendors that yeah. have adopted.
You're in a unique position in that world that a lot of people don't sit at when they're making these type of transitions.
And that's right. It's very difficult for somebody to adopt the standard of a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not competing with any of our manufacturers, so it makes it very easy.
That was a smart move early on in this world, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's been good for us, and of course, we have very strong relationships with all of our vendors or customers. We provide support to them. We provide ongoing development of the technology. We are constantly enhancing it, adding security elements to it, like our Dante Domain Manager, which is a cross-vendor access control technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we have those types of opportunities, we bring interoperability to the market. The end user experience is plug and play. Everything is discoverable. Everything is familiar. It makes it much easier for everybody to work together.
Yeah, I like that. So for people that want to find out more about this product line and they can't go down on the show floor, maybe they're joining us from afar.
Sure.
Where can they find out about this?
So they can go to our website, which is www.audinate.com. We have on our landing page directions to go right to the Dante AV videos. There's some videos. There's documentation there. There's some product literature that they can download. And so most of the information is there. If they want to talk to a salesperson and they're a manufacturer, our salespeople are available in all regions, and they can get to them through our website.
Fantastic. Well, Bob, I really appreciate you coming up and hanging out with me for a few minutes. Sounds like you got some really exciting things in the pipe.
We really do. And we hope everybody comes by and takes a look.
Awesome. Well, that does it for this Trade Show Minute. If you would like to hear more like this and all of our other full ISE coverage, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.